was wondering exactly what part of the states did the sort of quote southern rock sound come from? Is that from Florida, sort of, where that originated? You guys were probably the originators of it, I guess.
Well, we were the first band that sounded like this. You know, we weren't the first band that could have sounded like this, I don't think. But the thing is, most bands from the South would either move to L.A. or move to New York, you know, to get started. In fact, Atlantic Records tried to do everything they could to get us to move out of the South. They said we'd never break out of the South, you know. We'd had to, you know, they said, move these guys to Los Angeles, you know, dress them up. Get them out of those damn boots and blue jeans.
Hello? 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 Vicky?
Shit, are you there?
Yeah.
God, I got one of these touch phones and my jawbone, my cheekbone hit it. Where were we at? Yeah, you know, and put them in some velvet and get them out of the blue jeans and boots and stuff. And thank God we didn't do that, you know, because, but actually we didn't set out to make something quote southern rock. We were just being our band. We were being honest and playing the way we played, and we weren't going to change it. And the truth is, not one of us in the band really thought we would be that ultra successful, because we were not commercial at all. We were purposely trying not to be commercial. We were just saying, we're going to play music, and we're going to play for our people, you know, here that we can look in the face and see. And we're not going to play for record executives and people that sell things.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, that's the way a lot of people aspire to think. You know, that rebellious kind of thing, and especially when you're young, and you know, especially during that period of time. You know, when it was really in vogue to be rebellious against the establishment and everything. You know, back then. So. And it still is. It's not practiced as much as it should be now. But
yeah.
But anyway, that's the way the band was formed, and we just were playing what we wanted to play. And as it started to get popular, bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Marshall Tucker and Charlie Daniels started following along, and we were all part of the one big family, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like brother bands, you know, they were like kinship bands.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they were copyists, but they had seen, well, wait a minute, we can play like we want to, and you know,
exactly.
And so there seemed to be a need in the industry to name these bands something as a group, so they started calling it Southern Rock, you know. Wasn't it? It wasn't that the Allman Brothers Band, you know, coined this thing and started calling ourselves that. It's what the industry started calling us. I really don't think there's a need for it now. You know, myself, you know, there's only one or two bands. There's only one Southern Rock band now, is the Allman Brothers Band. And so why do you need to call it Southern Rock? I mean, you could call it a progressive rock band from the South. But, you know, the Southern rock thing kind of tends to date us. You know, to date us back into the early 70s. And I don't like that connotation with it, you know. Because we're a very, very modern band right now. I mean, we're still playing our style of music, but it's generated greatly from the 1970s. And even though it's the same style, we're much, much deeper and much diversified, and a lot better musicians, you know.
Yeah.